Welcome to That Broker Girl. I am That Broker Girl. I'm Sandy Lynn Burnett. I am a realtor brokered by eXp Realty. I'm licensed in Iowa and Illinois. I've got a very special guest with me today. We've got Ryan Van Dale in the house. He's also an agent with eXp Realty, and he is our tech agent. What do we call you?
I don't know.
You guys, this is about tech.
Quad City's techie agent, I guess.
We haven't, like, we have mainly, you know, been doing a crawl, walk, run scenario, and then COVID and a bunch of crazy shit started happening, and that kind of threw the podcast for a loop. So I think we should just kind of jump ahead. This is for, I think this is going to be great for new agents or current agents that always ask you this shit anyway, right?
And speaking of COVID, you know, that 6-foot rule, it's just like that rear view mirror. Objects in mirror are closer than my pair. We're actually 6 feet away. I can't touch her.
Yep. See this line? Wait, where is the line? One of these? It looks like there's a line in front of us.
Yes, it does, actually.
It's you just totally gave it away, idiot. Okay, so we've got Ryan Van Dale here. For those of you that do know him, I'm sorry. For those of you who don't, though, something I guess I could share with you is right when I was a brand new realtor, I actually hit Ryan up and I was like, hey, would you mind meeting with me so I can pick your brain? Because I'm smart. And I go after people that I think at the time are smarter than me.
And she got me drunk, so yeah, exactly. I told her all kinds of stuff.
I bought him a few drinks and he like kind of showed me a bunch of secrets, and a lot of it was like tech related.
All tech related.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it really, I guess, opened my eyes on a lot of things. And I love that we are at the brokerage that we're at now because we're able to collaborate a lot more. And you can keep teaching me stuff.
Yeah, and I don't feel as bad about it because I don't feel like somebody's just stealing my stuff and then competing against me.
Exactly. That's the cool thing. If I haven't said it enough about eXp, is that we can all collaborate. And the cool thing is, if you listen to this podcast and you relate to Ryan and you want to hear more about eXp, like, call Ryan. So we'll give your information, as much or as little as you want to share, away at the end of this.
We're all part of the same group, so.
Yeah. But so that's like, we all win and we all like love teaching each other stuff. So anyway, I figured it would be fun. We're going to talk about apps that are on our phone. Only the real estate related ones, Brian. Ryan, I said Brian, my bad. I have a client named Brian, and I was just talking to him right before this. Don't fire
That's
me,
okay.
Brian.
I usually get called Frank.
Yeah.
Like, techie agent, every time I say, this is Ryan, how may I help you? They're like, hey, Frank, how you doing?
I don't
like,
get it.
All the time.
Is it like a joke?
No, it's not. It's like total strangers.
They call you Frank.
Leads that come in when I say, you know, this is Ryan Van Dale from eXp Realty. How may I help you? And it's like, hey, Frank, how you doing today?
Up.
I'm like,
mine is at least a little understandable. People, I don't know what it is, but people call me Brandy all the time.
At least it rhymes.
Yeah. But like Frank?
And
you
Ryan.
Don't look like a Frank, if that makes you
They
feel
don't even
better.
See me. It's over the phone. Ryan, Frank,
but
you know what? I don't care if it's going to get me a sale. They can call me whatever they want.
Call me whatever you want. I'm not allowed to say
call me
that.
Brandy.
I'm a married woman.
I don't care if they call me Brandy. That's fine. So now I'm going to get a barrage of phone calls. Hey, Brandy, can I see a house?
I kind of feel like, though, so in leading into this podcast, Ryan with an R and I were writing down, like, we're like furiously writing down the apps that are on our phone. And so we're going to talk about a few of them, but when I was kind of like looking over at his list and he was looking over at mine and we were like totally judging each other, like tossing some shade like it's nobody's
like,
business.
Why are you using that?
I know, right? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to use it, but I'm going to tell him why I don't use it, but it's still on my phone. So I figured we could play this Boggle style where we just kind of start going down the list and like cross things out.
Okay.
Do you want me to read first?
Is that supposed to be like matchy-matchy? Like if I have it, then I cross it out? Or
no, we'll like talk about it.
I haven't played Boggle since I was like six. So
okay, so the thing
this.
About Boggle is we look and we all try and make a bunch of words. And If you have words that I don't have, then you get points. If I have words that, even though I looked at your list and I hurried up and wrote. Okay, so how do you want to do this? Do you want to like start talking, give me a break here?
Sure, why don't we just go down the list and like I'll name one. If you have the same one on your list, great, let's talk about it, see why it's important.
But even you're going to have ones on your list that I don't have, and it should. I want to learn, too.
But it looks what like it's me? My show today.
What about me and my needs? Okay, so how about we just go down the list, and then you talk about yours, and then we will talk about ours, that matchy-matchy, and then I'll talk about mine.
Sure.
So I'm going to straight up cross some of mine off.
I honestly didn't hear a thing you said. Damn, I'm just going to like...
Is it because I'm a redhead or a woman? Which is it? Okay, so, all right, are you reading yours?
Yeah, why don't I just start off? Okay. So I kind of just wrote down my list as in, like, the ones that I use every single day, every week, all the time. I mean, things that are most important to me. So number one on my list, Google Drive.
Yeah, I didn't write that down, but I mean, it's
It is an app.
It's something that...
But
yeah.
What I love about Google Drive is that whenever I have my files in place, we use an e-signature service called Dotloop, and SkySlope is our transaction management system. Mm-hmm. Well, we're supposed to be keeping our files for, 5 years?
5 years.
So Google Drive is where I hold all my files. I have them neatly organized, and as soon as that file is complete... Download it, upload it to Drive.
Okay, so I can see that you have files next on your list. Spoiler alert. No, I wanted to ask about this because...
That's for a whole different reason.
Okay, but so here's how I store things. I store them in my files in my iCloud on my Mac.
Okay.
Not in Google Drive. So why do you choose Google Drive?
Because it gives me another fail-safe option to hold it.
Uh-huh.
Because... It's technology. All systems can mm-hmm. fail. So I do use Mac products, as you can see. Like, well, people
God
can't
bless
see.
You. People can God hear, whatever. Bless you.
So my MacBook, whenever I do save something, I have everything cloud-based.
Okay.
So every time I save something to my desktop, my downloads, anything, it's all stored in files.
Mm-hmm.
So I can access files from anywhere, but I could also access Google Drive from anywhere. So if one system fails,
I got you.
Then I have it somewhere else.
So do you... store it in Google Drive at the end of it, or all the time it's shooting to both?
If I have a listing, it's when I have completed listing paperwork. As soon as I get an offer, I put the pending paperwork in, and then when it's closed, I put closing files in. Mm-hmm. And then I have them done by like current clients, past clients, inactive clients, the year that it's done. Mm-hmm. So then at the end of the year, if people are looking for their or looking to do their taxes, you know, I can pull up all their CDs under that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I have every file, like, separated out. So, pretty easy to pull.
We need to have another podcast on systems. Writing that shit down.
Trust me, I was never that great at them. I actually
But
just,
you learned a thing or two.
I learned a lot over the last 11 years and only started implementing them in probably the last two.
Yeah.
And more effectively, the last one.
Yeah.
And why? Because I joined EXP.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't know if I'm supposed to plug that or not, but I'm out of the office now. And mm-hmm. when I'm out of the office, I'm not wasting a lot of time getting coffee, going to lunch, doing things with agents that just want to waste your time.
Amen.
And at first it was like, what the heck am I going to do with all my time? Well, then I realized my database and all my files are screwed up for like 11 years. So I could probably work every single day without seeing a single client for the next like couple years.
Oh, I
probably
so still need to go back and like rearrange my shit and get it.
So that's what I've been working on quite a bit is, you know, my database and complete files. So, and then since you mentioned files, I'll just do that real quick. Okay. We already did.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Mac version of, I would call it the Mac version of Google Drive practically.
Except it doesn't automatically.
I have a question. How do you tag things? Do you tag things? How do you store things? How do you name things?
I don't tag things in files.
Okay.
In Drive, I don't have to tag them either because I already have them in separate folders.
Okay.
So all it is like active clients, past clients, and inactive clients.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, expired things or people that ended up like dropping off.
Uh-huh.
Or didn't buy, didn't sell.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. And that's done by year.
I name things, I have a realtor folder and then in that clients and then in that I've had to start to have so much business now over the years, though, that I you know, A to M, and then N comes next to Z, or whatever, however I have it, right? Then in between those two folders, it's just sorted by last name, and within that last name, when you get into that folder, I realize this is really complicated. No wonder my assistant.
If you want to organize, see me. Don't see her.
but when you have clients that have several properties, mm-hmm. I'm going to think of them and not the address to look up.
I have both. I do last name.
But that's why I tag. Address. I do tags. And anything realtor is purple tag.
But you have a MacBook, so if you have Spotlight search, even if it's in Google Drive, anywhere, you just command space, start typing in the address, and it's going to pull up that file.
Fine, Ryan. You're never welcome back to the show.
Now, keep in mind, before I actually did get organized, Spotlight search was my organization.
Yeah.
As long as I had a name and a partial address in there,
yeah.
I didn't care where I stored it, because as long as I could hit command space and find it,
mm-hmm.
I was happy with it, but that's not a recipe for success.
Fair enough. I've been doing not it wrong, all. You guys. Don't listen to me. All right, this is only the third one that we're on now.
Well, shoot. Genius Scan.
I've never heard of that. What is
so that? Genius Scan is kind of neat. I use the free version because I haven't scanned enough items with my phone in order to actually pay for it. But have somebody in front of you, like let's say you're collecting an earnest money check and you have everything in dot loop except for your earnest money check and you need to put it in as a PDF, you just take a picture with Genius Scan, it turns it into a PDF and it emails it to you.
Nice.
And then you can just upload that to dot loop.
Cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
It's kind of neat. It's got this little that automatically finds the page and
I love it.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So instead of having to go into an office or use a scanner, that's what I use.
Interesting. I love that plug.
I think there's others.
Yeah.
But that's the one that I've been using for probably the past like 5 years.
No, that's awesome. I love it. Yeah. Wow. So you've been using that one for five? That's existed
it's,
that
it's
long?
Been an old app. Yeah. So like I say, there's probably others that do it better, but that's just the one I have in my phone and I haven't had to use any others.
Okay. Go to the next one.
Notability.
Never heard of it.
So Notability is actually an app that I use more on my iPad than on my phone.
Okay.
So you can, I can arrange things by files.
Mm-hmm.
What I use Notability for is when you have a client that does not like technology, but I'm an agent that doesn't like paper,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you know you're going to send them a dot loop document, they're not going to sign it because they hate it. They
exactly.
don't want to look at the phone. They don't want to look at their computer.
Realtors hate technology. Tell me more.
Oh, not just realtors. I'm talking like the clients.
That's true.
You know, like if I have a listing appointment and I'm going and I'm not to like.
Sometimes I have to go like print it off and like bring it over to their kitchen table.
And it's
is this
not
a
like
way
an
to
age
get around
thing
that?
Some millennials are like that. Some, you know, 90 year olds are like that. It's all
no
over
rhyme.
The place. Yeah.
Show me a
it's
millennial
true.
That doesn't.
Very true. Some people want a handshake and.
True.
Have a
that, I get that.
So instead
what
of
what can I do to get you in this
instead
started
of doing that, I start a file with the address of that house.
Yeah.
Right. And then I upload my entire listing documents, or you know, my offer to purchase, or whatever it is that I need signed.
Okay.
Into Notability, and then I have my little trusty Apple Pencil that goes along with it, and I can fill out everything just like I'm writing it on a piece of paper. They could sign
is
it.
Is that what you were talking about with the iPad?
Yep.
Okay, I'm writing that down, you guys. I'm learning.
So I love it because I can actually sign it, and then when you're done, I just convert it to a PDF and send it
and
to my
computer. And
is this
where you're filling out the data sheet?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So that's something that I use all the time for my listing appointments because, once again, I don't like paper.
Yeah.
So I'll go through with my laser tape, measure up homes,
mm-hmm.
and I have my MLS data form on Notability as I'm taking notes when I'm going through the house.
Wes, this is a quick plug for upgrading my iPad Pro to the next version. Thank you.
So yeah, been very happy with that. That's actually another older app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. I love that.
You can
still
do all
works.
Kinds of crazy things with it. It's good for presentations, everything.
Okay, go to the next one. I have this one too.
Woohoo! I mean, this is kind of a no-brainer. Super Eeky. I mean,
yeah.
If you're an agent, you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
God bless
why.
You. How do you?
I have no
how
idea.
Do you get into homes?
It comes with your membership.
Yep.
But it's an app on my phone. I mean, mm-hmm. I use it all the time. The great thing is, you have like your little watch.
Have
app.
You used it on your watch? I've set it
I
up.
I started
but I'm like,
to because
eh.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
But my fingers are so big that mm-hmm. I always hit the wrong code.
Shout out to the ladies.
Oh,
just
shush.
Kidding.
I wear big gloves. Yeah. Anyway.
You must have quit.
Am I just going through my list?
And, yeah. All
right. So the next one I have, Workbench. That's just a productivity app that I use.
Either.
So essentially, like, the way I run my business every day now is, and this is nothing different to most people, but you know those productivity sheets that you have or tracks your phone calls, your emails, like how many personal notes? This is all in an app. So they call it 61 points to success. You have to hit 61 points a day in order to have a successful day.
Does that have to do with your Workman Success coaching?
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Okay, plug it. You can plug that
Workman
real quick.
Success coaching. So yeah. Rick Jiha got me introduced to that. And first coaching company that I actually bought into, been plugged by many, but I decided to
give that one a try. Real quick thing about Ryan's plug, though, this is no bullshit. Like, Ryan and I talked after he had his call with the Workman Success Coaching, and he was like...
When I threw up?
I mean, yeah.
Because of how much money I
allocated
towards it?
Yeah, you let me know how much you spent. But the fact that you were like, I tried to hit him with this, with this, with that. I tried to avoid him forever. And then, like... And then they sold you.
Yeah,
you
I literally went through every BS thing I can possibly think of to, like, get them to stop calling me.
Yeah.
And they had the most incredible answers.
And now I'm afraid to answer their calls because
it was the son of the owner. So Vero Workman is the owner of the company. Mm-hmm. It was his son that was pitching me, and he was having a kid within, like, a couple of days.
Oh, my
so
God.
He was desperate to, like, I just want to sell this so I can get off the phone and move on.
Exactly.
And,
you kept him on for, like, 3 hours or something.
I recorded it, too. It was
funny.
My God. But, Workbench, it's awesome because, like, I can, you know, as soon as I get done on the phone, get done writing emails, whatever, I just log into Workbench. I don't have to log in. It's always logged in.
Mm-hmm.
And just tap on email. That's it. If I go to a closing, tap on closing. That's 10 points, you know?
That's, I mean, but really, like, it's so easy to let our days get away from us that I like that you can actually track your day and know that you aren't a complete piece of shit.
Which flows into my next one.
Okay.
Follow Up Boss. So Follow Up Boss app on my phone is part of my CRM.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that EXP doesn't have a fantastic CRM because by far KV Core has been the best company given CRM that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
But with my experience with real estate companies, I like to be completely mobile and self-sustaining.
And in control.
Yes. So I own my own website. I own my own CRM. I own my own email. I own my own phone numbers. Nobody else owns me but me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm licensed with a broker. So...
Yeah.
Follow Up Boss just happens to be one of those companies that I tried about 7 of them out.
Mm-hmm.
And Follow Up Boss and FirePoint were probably the 2 top ones for me.
If you're anywhere in the United States, let's just start there, and you're thinking about starting your own brokerage, talk to Ryan first.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to do before I joined EXP.
Yep.
So Follow Up Boss was really nice fit for me because it integrated with all the systems that I had in place.
Love it.
So if anybody comes through KV Core, because I still use all of EXP's tools, it automatically flows into Follow Up Boss, so I only have like 1 dashboard to look at every day.
Okay.
Which is nice. It keeps track of all my emails.
Yeah. I know you were showing me that.
The greatest
so
thing
cool.
is phone calls.
Oh my God.
How many
really?
Times do you not want to
oh,
take
yeah,
a phone
it records
call?
It, right?
Yes. So most people don't like talking on the phone, and that's like a well-known thing with agents, and you can ask any consumer, what do you not like about your agent? They don't pick up their phone. They're always wanting to text, and I just want to talk to them.
I've well, like
most agents
sent
want
4
a
calls
text.
To voicemail during
yeah.
this podcast.
And most of them want a text or a voicemail, so they actually have a written or voice record
True.
Of that conversation, because then they'll come back on them later on as well. Well, you said this, and you have no proof.
Yeah.
So Follow Up Boss, as long as you're working through their system, will actually record your phone calls for you. So if later on you need to figure out, oh my God, what did they say?
Yeah.
Or if they're trying to catch you on something that you said, and you're like, well, actually, let me pull up that conversation. And they're
and so
all
does it
held
sort...
within that contact
record. Oh, okay, cool. I love that.
Yep.
That's so cool.
So I love using them. They're like one of the few that had that in place. So that's why I chose them. And that's where I live. 80% of the day.
Really?
Doesn't Follow Up Boss.
Okay. That's good to know.
Because like I say, everything integrates.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even have to leave it.
Cool.
So all these other apps, I mean, most of them are within Follow Up Boss.
That is awesome, though.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. So keep going.
Yeah.
Showing Time. Showing Time.
I have that too.
Like I said,
it's provided with our local association, but if it's not, check with your association. If it's not provided, consider getting it still. I mean, it is freaking awesome. But what I love, like, if you're an agent in our local MLS and you're on my listing, please schedule inspections through it, your final walkthrough, like all it, like it makes your life easier, makes my life easier because I have this record of when my seller's listing's being accessed. It's awesome.
And consumers love it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they love about it is they, once again, you know, talking about how agents don't answer their phones.
Yeah.
They have like an in time, you know, real time, access to people that want to see their house. If they give any feedback on the home, which doesn't happen all the time, you can't count on that.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do, it goes directly unfiltered to the seller.
You can totally publish it.
Or to the other agent for that matter.
Yeah.
And then it's up to that agent to publish it to their client.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just an awesome tool. Like, I love it. I mean,
it really is.
And use it.
And another big tip that I would like to give fellow agents out there is, if you're going to give your sellers the chance to approve or deny showings, what I always tell my sellers is, please come to me if you want to decline something or reschedule it so that I can do my job and, you know, negotiate that on your behalf. Because
you don't have to do that.
Well, how come sometimes I'm booking showings and it's like declined by the seller? I know I can set it a certain way.
So it's all in how they educate the consumer. So when okay. I'm with a client, like I'll pull up one as an example.
Yeah.
And then it has a little link
okay.
with it. So it says confirm, reply with Y, decline, reply with N, mm-hmm. reschedule or other,
yeah.
click the link. So you click the link and that sends them to their app.
And yeah, their but app I don't want my sellers declining it.
Why not?
Because it's like as a buyer's agent, I'm like, fuck this. The seller's
no,
gonna
I
be
mean,
difficult.
If they do it right, like I tell them to always give the reason why.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the times it's not declined, it's rescheduled.
Yeah, but I have them. I just have them. Difference in how we operate our business.
And that's why my clients love me.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, don't fucking decline that shit because it's going to put a, like, from the seller, I feel like it's like, hey, you can approve all day long.
Yeah.
If you need to reschedule or decline it, like, come to me first.
Yeah, I rarely have an issue with it. But then again,
yes.
it's like few and far between when they actually reschedule or
decline.
Exactly.
It's so true.
As long as you are doing the right thing by explaining how it works and the correct way
yeah.
to go about it, it works
totally.
Out fine. Let's see here.
I win that argument, guys.
Yeah. It's the red hair.
Yeah. Not on National Redhead Day.
BombBomb. So that's another one of my favorite apps. And if you're an agent or a consumer in the Quad Cities that's ever even slightly done business with me, you probably know what it is because all my integrations keep on sending everything out to everybody no
so
matter what.
So I officially win.
Oh, well. So BombBomb is another service, kind of like Marco Polo that we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
except it's an email video service. So...
So
it's a good distribution
I'm like
system
so
to
close
use for
to
signing.
Okay, BombBomb. I feel like it's expensive, but it's not expensive for what you get. But it is a commitment when
it
you
is.
Sign up. And so I'm very close to signing up. I swear to God, you guys.
So like, let me ask you this.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like I'm being scripted.
So is it worth $1,000 a year to be in contact with every single person in your database?
100%. Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Like 2 to 4 times per month.
Yeah.
Without you even touching anything.
Yes, it is.
So then it's worth it.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah. And the great thing is that it'll with their system called Prompt, that
mm-hmm.
works along with it.
Oh, yeah, I know that
that's
system.
That's what sends out to my entire
also,
database.
Also, pro tip for all you agents out there, I have no problem. Like, I'm actually subscribed. And, like, whenever I find out somebody has, like, a tech advantage, I, like, totally sign up as a lead on their stuff. So I'm one of your leads. I'm sure.
I'm certain every agent in the Quad
yeah.
Cities is. Because
I
integrated Dot
shit.
Loop.
Oh, you did?
And I didn't specify, so it pulled in, like, almost every agent in the Quad Cities. So all you fun agents out there get to see all my
but
videos
see,
like,
I don't,
every month.
I don't unsubscribe because I want to see what
well,
my
Well, the
competition...
fun thing is the first, like, 100 looks,
uh-huh.
all agents. And
nice.
Then it goes, and then my clients start opening. And that's
nice.
A secret, too, because we get the background information on who's looking and who's not. Mm-hmm. So I get to see how many times people open up the email when they watch the video, what links they click on, how much time they spend on it. I see all the background analytics. And unfortunately for me, the majority of the interactions, agents.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't really care because, I mean, if
it's a compliment
for like agent attraction, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
If they want to come in and learn it and mm-hmm. they want a quick way to get up to speed.
Totally.
Whatever. Perfect. I don't care. Bring it on.
I know. And you and I want to do some good onboarding videos for you.
Yeah. And those that know me know I'm like kind of an open book. So yeah. I'm fine with sharing because I know that 80% of the people, they're not going to
use it.
Because they're going to find their first problem with it and they're just going to give up.
Exactly. Or they're not going to stay consistent with it. Yeah. I mean, it takes work. All this shit that we're like going over here, you have to actually use it and be consistent. It's great to, you know, fall into the, I want to learn a bunch of shit, you know, game. But
and BombBomb's another one of those companies that integrates with Gmail. It integrates with Follow-Up Boss. So it's kind of nice when I'm in my CRM and I want to send an email. If I want to do it by video, I just click the little bomb.
It's just
a little bomb icon.
I love it though. That's so you've showed me. You just send a quick like message back. You can track when they've opened it. You can track when they viewed it. Sometimes they creepily view it like again 6 months later or whatever. But you can track all of that stuff. Yep. I can't track who the hell opens my emails.
And I just started using Homebot recently, which is not an app, but it's a service.
So an integration,
I integrated it with my my website, and it's another integration with BombBomb. Whenever I'm sending out home data and they're kind of like their financial outlook for their house, BombBomb video like plays in the right hand corner. So if it's like, let's say it's a house that's like kind of difficult to price or like, you know, maybe I've seen them on my website looking at homes like the last like week, about 10 times a day.
Yeah.
So they might be selling. I can give like a quick little note. It's like, hey, according to this chart, looks like it's a seller's market in your neighborhood, and it's probably the best time to sell with interest rates at 2.75%.
The other thing about BombBomb that I find interesting from a consumer standpoint, when I creepily watch your videos at 2:30 in the morning.
Which is usually when I post them.
Oh, really? So, I was just kidding, you guys. I have a life. Ryan doesn't. We just proved it. So,
very true.
So, but what's cool about BombBomb is it shows a quick, I call it GIF. I know that's wrong, but it shows like a quick.
Yeah, it's a thumbnail.
Moving image.
You can choose that.
And so, but it's like, okay, I better might as well click on
it. It's nice because it gives people an idea that there's actually a video behind the message. Yeah. So we actually write messages in too. So if people are at work and they don't want to play a video, they can actually see what it's about. But I love it. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to showcase all your links that you want people to go to. Mm-hmm. If you want to drive people to your website, home valuation tools. Like
I just have
stuff.
To throw in real quick. If you listen to this podcast via iTunes or Spotify, that's great. Hope this is working for you. But if you want to ever tune in live during this, I'm loving some of these comments. I'm kind of cracking up and just like showing them to Ryan from time to time. If you ever want to catch us live and make our day, you know, tune in That Broker Girl on Facebook. Go on, Ryan.
Well, the next two I'll just kind of lump together. Workplace and WorkChat.
Yep.
More of a proprietary thing. It's EXP.
Yep.
So, granted,
it's like
actually, it's not
whole platform, and you know,
business,
but you have
Facebook.
To have an EXP email to be in it. And man, the collaboration there is insane, and it's so cool to like track our chats to managing brokers. And you know, like Holly, our Iowa managing broker, she's called me through it. Great,
that's
everything.
Just something that I've been like just starting to get into, which sucks because like I've been here for a year,
but then
and
you
a
start
month.
Getting into it, and you're like, shit, I should be on here. Like,
well, that's
all
the thing.
The
I'm like, and if you're with EXP and you're hearing this, if you want to get a hold of me, please tag me in your message because I get like 1,000 messages a day.
Oh my god. The notifications are outrageous because it's an entire fucking Facebook platform.
Yeah. But I have gotten referrals off of WorkChat.
Damn it.
I've closed 3.
Damn it. So, what chat are you in?
I'm not telling you.
Crap.
I'm just kidding.
Let's talk about this later.
We're actually in the same ones. It just happens to be like people that I have sent referrals to. They're good friends. So they're like, hey, I need somebody in Rock Island or Davenport. They're like, hey, I've done business with Ryan. So.
Okay.
Yeah, by the time you even had a chance, it was probably already done. So.
Fine.
Open House, that's actually an app through KV Core.
Mm-hmm.
I use that for all my opens now instead of paper and pen. So if people come into an open house and they want to sign in, which haven't been having open houses lately, but when you do have open houses, I have my iPad Pro out on a stand, let people know to sign in when they walk in or sometime before they leave. It's greatly appreciated.
Yep.
And that way we get their name, email address, phone number, whether they're working with an agent or not. Yeah. Very important to know.
Yeah.
Whether they're there, it gets their motivation for, you know, just and you can casually browsing.
Put them on the campaign to where KVCorp, like, automatically. But it's cool because they don't automatically follow up. It's, like, 4 hours later. Like, thanks for coming. Da 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 da.
And it's nice because it gives you another ask or an avenue in case you're having a busy open house. And maybe you're busy conversing with one family, but then another one comes in and you didn't get to them because the other ones kept on asking questions. And then you can kind of gather that info later and follow up with them.
Then they won't feel neglected. Yeah, totally.
And that's where I follow up with a BombBomb video from my phone.
I love it.
Hey, thanks for stopping in. But sorry, I didn't have time to chat with you.
It's so easy to do on the go. Yep. Yeah.
Love it. HomeSnap. I
feel like Paula Sands over here.
Yeah, right. HomeSnap, that's another one that we get through the board. Mm-hmm. And
that was a good buy by the board.
I don't use it as much as I should, but here's what I use it for. Everybody wants to know property lines. Mm-hmm. And it's probably the number one app that I have found to actually find
an aerial view of the property. Exactly.
And it allows you to walk the line.
And you can,
so to speak,
you can view.
It actually says walk the line.
Yeah, it literally says that. You can view disclosures from it.
Yes. It's your mobile Paragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much more user-friendly than fucking Paragon.
But I tell you that property line section when you're with a client and they're like, hey, I wonder where that property line is. I'm like, well, take a look at this. Like, where do you get that at?
Their sheds on your fucking property line. Don't hold me to it, but you might want to look into that, you know?
And that's neat because, I mean, I've been on some that were like a couple acres where we actually use the GPS locating service.
And
paints a line with augmented reality. And you just walk the property.
It's a good app.
It's really neat.
And what I tell my clients, because I know we're going to talk about, probably we'll touch on Zillow and other stuff, but it's like,
yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Yep, fuck Zillow. I send that to my clients because it updates the quickest for new listings. They can message me within the app and be like, hey.
Yeah.
Can I see this property? I can message other agents.
All right.
By the way, you totally suck because you're not even watching it.
No, I'm not. Why would I watch myself?
To tune in, idiot.
Yeah, well, I got you for that.
No, we all have to tune in.
My ADD would like suck me away from like everything we're talking about if I have too much stuff going on.
All right, let's skip to, wait, what's this?
Green State Mortgage.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because they have an app that,
yeah, like, so they're my preferred lender.
Pre-approved.
Not that I don't use other lenders, I do. But I have a marketing arrangement with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I like their app because when I'm talking to people about getting pre-approved, if they're not pre-approved, the two agents that I work with are the two loan officers. I have both their apps on my phone and I just send them off.
No, that's super awesome. And I bet they love you for it.
Sometimes they hate me, but especially the Sunday afternoon ones. Hey, do you have time for a pre-approval on a Sunday, on a holiday weekend?
But that's, I'm sure, why you've partnered with them is because they do follow through for you.
Yes, they do. RPR. That's another one. Now,
that's a kick-ass.
The thing that I really like about this, and I know I mentioned HomeBot earlier, I think HomeBot uses RPR's data, or at least they cross-reference each other.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So RPR's Realtor Property Resource. It's not your end-all, be-all place to go to find property values, but it is very helpful when you're pricing homes on the go. So let's just say like you're at a property with a buyer, and they're wanting to know, hey, is this house worth what it's listed for? I mean, granted, I don't know. Some people don't have their computers with them to whip out a full-blown CMA right when you're at the counter.
Mm-hmm.
But you can pull out your RPR app and kind of get a price range to see if it's falling within range. So it's like, okay, they're within range. Let me go back and do a little bit more detail.
I'm bored right now.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Let's move on.
Marco Polo, we already talked about.
Wait, no, but we didn't really talk about it. Now you've got my brain.
All right, I'm gone.
We talked about this before the podcast. Okay, so Marco Polo is something that our organization, our like senior business partners, if you will, they use it, and what I love about it is, and I'm going to make my producer download that shit. It's really easy to like for us to talk without the whole
it gets me addicting calling you, after a while.
Me calling you, and then we have the hello, how are you? I am fine. Just taking the dog for a walk. Like, you can skip all that shit, and we can get to the nitty-gritty of, da-da-da-da, I need this. Can you do that? And then you get back to me on your own time, but it's quicker than sending a text.
And it's your face. Yeah. So you get to see, like...
What more could you possibly want?
You get to see the face with the words so you know not to take it the wrong way.
Yes, exactly.
And lucky for me, the only people that I use Marco Polo with really don't give a crap what we all look like.
Oh, my God.
Because I have, like, crazy, like, bed head in the morning, and, like, I'll
people
get on Marco Polo.
People are shirtless
Polo and...
all the time. Yeah. Just keeping well, it, like, topless, chest shirtless. Up. I mean, like, I'm sometimes like, oh, my God, no makeup, everything. It is a really good app, and it's really quick to just get back to people.
The crazy thing is my kids introduced this to me a couple years ago.
And none of them use it anymore.
And I never gave two craps about it because my kid told me about it.
Well, but and now I bet you go back and ask your kids, and they're like, this is stupid, Dad.
Well, I like, because I asked Mike Bjorkman a lot of questions on there, and it's kind of cool because it saves them all.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So I can go back to our chat history.
And Mike gets back with a really quick personal answer.
And he's always got good answers. Exactly. So I'm like looking back at what he said.
Okay.
All right, what do I have? Facebook pages. That's just Facebook pages. That's what it is. It's the business page app of Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta have it.
Okay.
Use it all the time. Same with Instagram. Fine. Gotta have that. YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of brushing through these.
Yep. I mean, you know, we all know what that shit is.
If you're an agent, you don't have a Facebook business page, an Instagram account, and a YouTube channel.
Shame on you.
Better get on it.
Yeah.
What are your clients paying you for?
Yeah, exactly.
QuickBooks.
Yep.
I saw you have that on there too. Yep. Do I use it? No, but I let my account
should
use it.
Should I use it? Yes.
That's what I pay my accounts for. You know, they, I spent like a whole day with them categorizing every little business and like, what it means when you see this person's name.
When you talk about taxes and stuff, it makes my eye twitch.
I hate
it. Handle it.
I can't stand taxes. No. However, I do pay them, and my accountants take care of QuickBooks, and it's nice that if somebody says, hey, I need to see a balance sheet or, you know, whatever, I can pull it up on QuickBooks. And
exactly.
It's usually, at any given time, it's either completely accurate to that date or it's a month behind. Depends on when I get
still really,
all my stuff to
really
my accountant.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Cash App and Apple Pay?
What's Cash App?
All right, Cash App is by Square. So if you ever go to like Red Band Coffee or whatever, swipe your card through and it's got the little Square logo on it.
Or their iPad.
So Cash App is by Square.
Okay.
And it's your way to like mobily pay people that have a Square account.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a Square account in order to transact. But what I like about it is not everybody has a Apple phone. So not everybody has an iPhone.
But you should.
You can do Cash App.
Uh-huh.
So I pay vendors with that. You know, if I have a photographer that doesn't
have
an iPhone.
I see your Cash App and I raise you Venmo.
Venmo's good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't write that down, but those are my top two.
True.
So if I know my vendor's got Apple Pay, I usually use that too.
Mm-hmm.
But I love them all because you can download your transactions with them and you can use them for taxes.
Oh, okay.
So categorize them as business.
For Apple Pay, I just put in, like, my business card. I use that shit whenever it's business. And
so it's all your dispensary purchases. And
exactly. I'm just kidding. I mean, I have to put up with my clients. Come on. And other agents like you.
All right. Let's move on here. Hyperlapse. I don't
never
use this
it.
As much anymore, but for those of you that have seen my videos and wondering how I take them, they're not professional videos anymore. Unless I have like the 500.
Oh, I'm glad I'm writing this one down. You demoed it for me.
You don't need it though because you have your gimbal.
Oh, okay.
So if you're an agent that's just starting off, you want to take like nice smooth video and you don't have a portable gimbal like DJI Osmo Mobile 3.
You guys, it costs like $150.
They're super
get
cheap.
A freaking
they're
gimbal
less than that.
Whatever.
They're like 110 is last time I checked with
like,
the
stop making me watch your shaky videos.
But if you want to take it by hand, you download the Hyperlapse app. It's by Instagram and it actually smooths out your video. Now, originally it was meant to make hyperlapses, which means it speeds up your video.
Yeah.
But the magic is when you actually slow it down to one. And it's just completely smooth when it's handheld.
That's cool.
It's amazing. So that's what
I
used to take.
So I thought that was the one where, what's the one where it cuts, like during my awkward pauses?
I don't have that one.
Can I have one for life? Like just doing that for life.
Yeah, I didn't write that one down.
I'm sure my husband would appreciate that.
That's like a lofty yearly payment and I haven't committed to that yet.
That's what we talked about. Okay.
So that's coming. But
got it.
DJI Mimo. I mean, that's just because I use DJI products. So whether I'm using my drone or using my gimbal to take videos.
How do
videos,
you read your own handwriting?
Because it's me.
You're not a doctor. I'm you don't used get to this. Write like that.
But I play one on TV. iMovie. I mean, yeah, I probably don't use that as much anymore.
Yeah, but I should. I should learn how to use it better.
iMovie I use more for when I want to layer, like, stolen audio to...
Perfect.
Like that stupid, you know, I'm flying a drone at high speed through my house.
Yeah.
That was not me flying a drone. That was me with my gimbal going through the house, and then I just overlaid, like, racing drone sounds through it. Just to freak out my parents and family and whatnot. Layout is a nice little Instagram tool.
Yeah.
So if you want to make like collages or layout certain things. Gritty Pro, for those of you that watch my or follow my Instagram, that those posts that I drive people nuts with where I split up the images.
What?
So like, yeah, so you know how you have the 1080 by 1080 square?
Yeah.
So if I want to make a large one, so when you're scrolling through, it looks like this giant picture.
Oh my God.
You can... Okay, split so up Ryan, your photo
for, like, for those three, of you out six, there that nine, know him, you'll 12. Agree with me. For those of you out there that don't know him, Ryan is like a walking fucking troll. If he can find a way to like mess with you, even through social media, he will. But I love that. That's like a great attention grabber.
Yeah.
I'm mad that I didn't write your next one down. How do
Canva. Yeah. Canva is like the most amazing thing ever.
For
I mean,
like $12.
I have it as an app, and I do use it in app form, but mostly I use that on
computer,
laptop.
Exactly.
And I do pay for the pro version because it gets rid of the.
You can't afford not to.
Yeah, it gets rid of the watermark, and you can
you
brand.
You can make
it.
Any dimension.
You can put your brand colors. You can upload your custom
fonts. Yes, I have several
fonts.
Different brand colors. I have a couple. Like Wes and I host a Marine Corps birthday bash. We have brand colors for that. We have logos for that. And it just like saves everything. I've got my business. I've got that broker girl. I have different colors for different things.
And I will say, if you haven't used it before, it is kind of intimidating at first.
You think?
I hated it when I first
got
it. Because I didn't understand how to change everything around.
It just worked with my brain. Just
and the
right.
more I used it, the more I got comfortable with
if
it.
If you have even an ounce of like PowerPoint experience, it totally helps.
And I hated PowerPoint.
You can group, ungroup, bring stuff forward, move things back. I don't know.
Yeah, with PNG files, it's like the absolute best system.
Yeah, totally.
Out there. And then at EXP, we get the Maxa designs.
Yes, Maxa. Well, not with EXP, but with
well,
our
with
organization.
Our group, because, yeah. Through Mike.
And then also, back to the Canva thing, neither of us had this written down, but remove.bg, just like a tip for people.
Yeah,
you taught
I usually
me that.
Don't share that one, but thank you.
Well, I've learned it before without you, but like you refreshed
so
my
if
memory.
You want to make like a fun little PNG file of yourself, meaning that
I'm,
you get to
I'm
remove the background and layer it with other photos mm-hmm. and video, you just go to remove.bg on your laptop.
Can you say layer again?
Layer.
You say it like it's an evil villain's
my
fucking
lair.
Basement.
You know, Castle Grayskull and Snake Mountain were like my growing up, so it's my
What's
evil
Videorama?
Lair. Videorama, that's another editing tool that I use for videos on my phone.
Okay.
And the only reason I use that one is for whenever I have a video that I want to use music that is copyrighted. But.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe you're sharing this with people.
Oh, I don't care.
It's a really good one. Well, then how come you cared about remove.bg? I can literally Google how to remove a
background. That's something
that
will take you hours to figure out on your own. And then once you see this one site, you're going to be like, oh my God, this just saved me so much time. Videorama, it connects with your iTunes account. Now, you do have to purchase the music. It can't just be through Apple Music.
Oh.
Which is fine. There's like 99 cents a song, sometimes $1.29, whatever. But the beauty of it is that most of the time you can't use stuff without the express permission of the artist.
Okay.
Or their, you know, company.
Yeah, exactly.
However, if you do have a YouTube channel that is monetized,
uh-huh.
and you pledge anything that comes from that video goes directly to them, you can use it.
The whole way, the whole thing I'm about to make from that video goes
I don't
to
make
them.
Anything from them. I mean, think about it.
Like what about?
What about your average YouTube
yeah.
user in the Quad Cities? That's an agent.
Yeah.
What do they have? 5 followers?
Yeah.
And
if
that. What you end up using
Shut
it for
up,
is
Ryan,
like.
I have 10 now.
You know, you take that YouTube video, you blast it out on Facebook, you blast it out on, you know, you can send it directly by text, you know, whatever. Because, like, sometimes I'll have people that want virtual tours, especially now, mm-hmm. when either they don't want to view homes in person or they're out of state. So I'll go through and I'll video a house, and it's like a 9-minute video.
Yeah.
Then I'll edit it down to, like, maybe 5 minutes. But it's boring when it's just, like, no sound. Yeah. So I, like, add some music that I like. But in order to actually get it to, like, a good distribution of that video, I had to upload it to YouTube. But I put in my own music to it.
If it were ever a competition between me and Ryan getting a listing, I would always, like, be like, may the better man win if Ryan won. Because, like, his videos, when you show them to me, they're so badass. Like, they're so well thought out. Remember, like, at the end of
that. I take them in one take.
Yeah, but remember the end of that one video, and you're like, wait for this part. And then it, like, stops. Like, the street sign of the corner
was awesome.
Like, it was so epic. And I don't always get that. And it's like, you know what? I'd kind of understand if...
Well, the reason I take them in one take is because I was going to buy into Matterport several years ago when they came out. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was a $5,000 camera. You had your minimum commitment was $20 a month for 3D renderings. And it is a fantastic service. Like, I love it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm a techie guy. I love the app. I love all that stuff. But to the average consumer, most people will get on that. And when it comes to, like, clicking on those little dots to move around a house, or, like, so many people, like, you know, you can only look at a ceiling or a floor so many times before you get sick of it.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just have, like, a video where you just hit one button and you just walk right through a house.
I mean, it is true. Like, I think it's great.
So it's like, I just saved myself, you know, thousands of dollars in equipment and just by...
Yeah.
Buying a $110 gimbal and putting my phone on there.
How many secrets have you given away on this episode?
Probably way too many.
I know. I'm like, when you're like but thinking about, like, I've saved thousands of dollars.
1,000 followers, so I'm
I've over 1,000 followers, thank you very much, but less than 1,000 people like it.
Well, lucky us, like, we're agents, so most of us follow a bunch of different groups on Facebook.
Exactly.
And some of I stole from somebody else.
Yeah. We had a comment from an agent in Texas saying, this is a great podcast for tools. I'll have to review the recording unless you post a list, which I don't know. I kind of want to make people have to watch this and write it down.
No, we're not going to post a list.
Yeah. But thanks for watching, Lily. Appreciate you. Okay, so SlyDial. I'll let you talk about it.
SlyDial. Why did I have that on my phone originally?
Okay, why do... Ryan!
So SlyDial, I don't use it as much as I
used to. Because I don't want to talk to people and I want to show them that I called them.
I mean, essentially, I have to, this is total speculation, but I have to think that the people that came out with this had, like, a spouse or somebody that they were dating that maybe they didn't get along with 100% of the time, and they like to do a lot of bad things. So instead of, like, calling to, like, tell people where they're, hey, I'm at the bar with my friends, I'm going to be home later, like, I have a feeling that they came about so they can just go directly to their voicemail. So when they got in trouble later, they'll be like, but honey, I called you. And like, what do you mean? And like, left you a voicemail. And then when they check their voicemail, it's
he did call. You're such a great husband.
But, I mean, it's evolved over the years.
Okay, Wes watches this, so shut the hell up.
So it's evolved over the years, and now you can... And I guess what it's used most for business is if you have a message you want to get out to hundreds or thousands of people in your database, and it's nothing that, like, dictates, like, a personal phone call.
Yeah.
But you need to get it out there fast.
Yeah.
You know, you can record one call, upload your distribution list as far as, like, all the numbers that it goes to, and just let it go to all of them.
Yeah.
And it will, I won't say it doesn't ring your phone because I have people SlyDial me all the time.
Wait. It does ring.
You know those times you get that, like, little half a ring and then it stops?
Yeah, I totally know.
And then all of a sudden you have a voicemail out of nowhere? Yeah, that's SlyDial.
You can't SlyDial a SlyDialer. Okay, I'm going to go through mine super fast before everybody falls asleep. I'm sorry, you guys. Ryan nerds out.
I just dictated it and took over the whole show.
So, I don't know if you wrote it down, but Mile IQ, track your mileage if you need to. Ryan was talking about he has his car wrapped, so he's better than us.
I did not say that. I did use...
Ryan's exact words.
I did use Mile IQ for a while, but then once I decided to wrap my car and use it solely for business, Say that again slowly. Slide aisle. Slide aisle, Wes. That was Wes asking. So next time we're out at those bars that are close to both of our houses, yeah, and Sandy's getting ticked off.
You guys went out that one time without me.
So anyway, but once I decided to get my car wrapped and I use that car for work.
You can officially say 100%
And I have
time.
A home office that I'm leaving from every day.
Yeah.
All my mileage on that car is business miles.
I love it. But I use the QuickBooks Self-Employed app, and they also track mileage now.
I did see that, yeah.
So I quit my MileIQ subscription, but I still recommend it for agents that do need to track their mileage and might not have QuickBooks. Okay, so I'm skipping over a couple of things that we hate. I'm going to go to County Assessor Info. So a big thing is, I don't know how it works on non-iPhones, but there are certain websites that you can easily just, like, create, like, a bookmark or an app, basically, onto
your... Yeah, you save it to your home screen.
Yeah, exactly. So I have County Assessor Info. I have, like, a normal shitty mortgage calculator. Like, make sure you do your due diligence and don't just, like, try to act like you're a lender telling them what their payment's going to be. But you can get kind of close and then always follow it up with your little disclaimer about... You know, I am not a licensed loan officer. The open house app, just like we talked about, Folio. Okay, I wrote this down. Ryan didn't have it.
Yeah, I don't think I have that one.
I love Folio. It looks like a leaf.
Okay.
You can so, talk.
I'm just gonna see if I have it.
So Folio is really cool. It started off as a free service, but then they got wind that everybody loved it, so they started charging for it. But what's really neat is it basically, you can connect it to your Gmail, and it basically, like, keeps track if you're sending communications about a certain address, and it starts folioing it together. But on top of that, if you, you know, something that I myself as a new agent at the time struggled with was, okay, this is great, I have a pending, like, I'm gonna be a fucking rock star. But then... Oh my God, I have like three or four pendings. How do I keep track of all these timelines and stuff? What are you laughing at me for?
I mean, this is explaining exactly what Follow Up Boss does for me. So I love it.
Okay, well, this is like $13 a month. Yeah. It's like nothing close to what you pay for. So shut up. But okay, so Folio, it gives you a timeline. It puts things on my iCal being like, oh, today, order inspections, do this and do that. Like, all I have ever wanted as a real estate agent is to sit down at my computer and be like, what do I need to do? And have computer tell me who I need to talk to and what I need to do. Mm-hmm. So that's great that you've got that with Follow Up Boss. Okay, so I have a bunch of NAR apps. That's the National Association of Realtors. I have the Realtor Mag. I don't know. Every time they mention to download an app, I download it. They're probably tracking my shit. Yeah, probably going to shut down that broker girl.
I should probably look into that. Like, I belong I'm a CRS, so Certified Residential Specialist, and like, I follow all their stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think they kind of coincide a little bit.
Yeah, but, I think they do, too. Okay, Supra, RPR, Agent Legend. That's another way that I slide dial people, except it's all on campaigns. I record a voicemail and some text and some, like, it gives me examples. Agent Legend is not free by any means. But if you sign up and you name me, I get credit for it. But what's really neat is I have all these little campaigns. If I have leads that come in, those fresh campaigns, Agent Legend takes care of it, and it's me. Hey, saw you were on my website. Let me know, blah, 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 blah. And it's a nice personal touch. They also run lots of tests on, we found that a call, a text, and an email within the first 10 minutes is
great. Are they, like, coming through as phone calls and then a recording? Or is that just a text message?
No, everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a great app. And it's actually like a website, but you can use it as an app on your phone. If somebody calls me as a result of Agent Legend, because you have your own, like, Agent Legend phone number, it'll ring back through to my normal phone, but it'll say, such and such lead because blah, blah.
Before and follow a boss.
Exactly. And, exactly. It's really cool. Marco Polo, and I guess I'm done because Ryan's better than me.
Oh, no.
I mean, no, like, I got through all of these. You and I had some similar ones, but I learned a lot from you.
I mean, there's nothing that takes, like, the place of face-to-face, belly-to-belly conversation with a client.
Absolutely.
But if you're working with, like, hundreds of people,
yeah,
and times, like, 11 years, you need something to, like, keep you in touch. Because every time I go through and I... Like I said, during like COVID and whatnot, I've been trying to update all this info in my database.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my previous broker, the head of the company is like, your database is your business.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as your data bank, right?
Yeah, totally.
But it's amazing like how much you think you have. And then when you actually go through it, it's like, oh, wow, maybe I should have wrote that person's address down.
Oh,
why do I have just a phone number, no email address?
Or, like, you and I have talked about this, that we went back through and scrubbed our databases. I started putting in, like, I started looking up county assessor records, putting addresses in there, which takes a long freaking time to do. But when I was looking up those things, I saw that they had either bought and sold by themselves or with somebody else. And I'm like, holy shit.
So the last time I did this is when I left Rule and Rule to go to Keller Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that I missed out on 18 transactions.
When you add up the money too, you're just like,
this time, a little bit better. 4.
Okay. That's awesome though.
But still, it's like 4 too many.
Yes.
In my eyes.
Exactly.
So
my thing is, if I miss out as a result of somebody, you know, knowing me, knowing Ryan, for instance, and being like, I think Ryan's the better fit. Okay, great. But if I miss out as a result of them not even thinking of me, I did not do my job.
Correct.
So, yeah.
So most of these apps and all the tools that we use online are just to, like, constantly put us in front of our clients.
Without being cringy.
Just to let them know, hey, I'm still in the business.
And yep.
100%. Doing great work and here to help whenever you're ready.
Absolutely.
And I had, like, somebody in Florida today. It was a for sale by owner that I didn't even, like, convert because I was ready to list. And they ended up getting an offer that morning.
Uh-huh.
No big deal, whatever. And I was, like, super nice to her. And she's like, you were, like, extremely good about this. And I'm like, we didn't sign anything. I'm like, we're good to go.
And then she called me,
like, a couple days later down in Florida. And, or no, it was actually a couple weeks. And said, hey, I'm in Tampa, Florida right now. And the agent that I'm working with down here is just a flake. And not getting back to us. Like, we've been trying to communicate with this person for, like, the last 2 weeks while we were planning our trip. And still, nothing. We literally have 3 days to buy a house. We need an agent.
Holy shit.
It's like, oh, Tampa? Yeah, I got 3 people, like, right off the top of my head. What's up?
Nothing. Well, you're supposed to keep talking. I'm just signaling today about a couple of things.
Sorry.
Be professional, Ryan, for God's sake.
I've just been watching Dave on Hulu, and that sign was totally something
about?
Different.
No, not at all. Never.
I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, Ryan, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. I really appreciate you've been, like, a supporter of That Broker Girl from day one, and it's great to actually have you on here. I hope you had fun.
Yeah,
this was a great time.
Very good.
Okay, cool. But let us know how we can get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of me. Oh, geez. VandaleGroup.com.
Dude, you got to spell your name because, like, people aren't going to know.
See, and now you're just pissing me off because I've changed my branding so many times over the last several years.
And I told you.
And the reason why is because I thought that people didn't know how to spell my name. But now I figured I'm pretty well known with my clients and whatnot that I don't have to do it. But
what if you want a referral, though?
V as in Victor, A N, D as in dog, A E L E group.com.
Nobody's ever going to call you now.
Because I have that big old gap in my teeth, so you never know how it's going to sound, especially like over the air. So, VandaleGroup.com, you can get me by text or phone at 563-271-6684. Find me on Facebook,
Ryan.
Instagram, YouTube. I don't know. Just Google me. I'm all over the place.
Look for his sarcastic comments in any local agent groups.
Oh, God. Don't.
So, you guys, I am Sandy Lynn Burnett. You can also, I want to know your thoughts of this. I bought the domain sandywithani.com.
Nice.
I wonder if maybe I'll use it someday.
I like that.
Okay.
I own like about 20-some.
Yeah, URLs. I know, right? And I'm like, wow, I can't believe this is available.
A lot of them are just for sale, just waiting for that one person that has the same stupid sense of humor as me.
Exactly. I love it. And, you know, you can find me on Facebook. You can plug into our That Broker Girl show. I'm on other forms of social media. Just look me up. Figure it out. So I wanna know. I want everybody to know about Metronet, though. Landon Ross is a sponsor of the show, and he's a super cool guy. And we were talking about last week about Metronet and kind of like firing whoever the hell is giving you terrible internet. Cough.
And
cough.
I just found out something new about them. Just in this
I know.
Conversation.
Are you
I
sure?
I had no
Jay?
Idea.
What?
That they were offering cable services?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, I've had it for a week now.
I had no idea. So yeah. when
Me
I've been
neither.
Getting quoted this price, it's like I thought it was just internet.
Nah.
And then you told me that they supply you with an Eero system, and
yeah.
that's what I've been using for like the past year.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
The tech guy approved.
And it's like phenomenal that they're offering you that. It's that free.
Yeah, it came with it. Yeah,
are
that's
you
right.
kidding me?
Yeah.
Those are expensive.
I know.
Like I paid like $600 for my system.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I had never even heard of it.
Yeah.
Because Ryan didn't.
Limited.
Well, when I moved my office, I'm down in my basement right now.
Mm-hmm.
And although my router is like in the next room, like it was like an old art studio from Michael Blazer, the guy that paints all the riverboat stuff.
Oh, cool.
But even though I'm in the next room, like it gets the crappiest Wi-Fi down there. So I had to get this mesh system, and Best Buy was the one that talked me. They're like, Eero is like the best thing out there.
I'll
it's
be
like,
damned.
Definitely get it.
That's awesome.
And I've loved it ever since.
If you do want better, faster internet and apparently cable and all those awesome systems that go along with it, you got to call Landon Ross, L-A-N-D-O-N, at etcommunications.net. But you can also like call, text, or anything. This guy, he's awesome. He will take really good care of you, 563-200-5544. Tell him Sandy with an I sent you and he'll know who the hell you're talking about. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. Do you have anything to say before
we
sign
thanks for
up?
Having me on. This is great.
Great. All right. That's a wrap, Jay.
All right. I wasn't ready for
Hurry
that.
Hurry up. This is awkward.
Awkward silence.